Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Allah, Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We live in this world by the grace of Allah. We thank you for what we have. So many favors you do for us and we don't even realize it. Oh Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In times of troubles we turn to you.
Assalamu alaikum, and what's your name?
Eliana.
Eliana, and Eliana, how old are you?
I'm 6.
6 years old, mashallah. Now, Eliana, what do you do for fun on the weekends? What do you enjoy doing?
I like to go to the beach.
Oh, you like to go to the beach, and that's the best part about living in Durban, isn't it? You get to go to the beach whenever you want. You're so lucky. I'm so jealous. Will you take me with you?
Yes.
Okay, inshallah. Now, I see you have a story prepared for us. What's the name of your story?
My Friend.
Okay. Would you like to read it for us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
My friend's name is Tyra. I play with my friend. My friend is pretty. My friend buys me sweets and she is big.
Oh, wow, mashallah. And tell me, does your friend teach you to do good deeds?
Yes.
That's good, because we know that we must always keep good friends. Friends that teach us about doing good deeds and staying away from the bad things. Because if we have good friends, then we'll be good. And if we have naughty friends, then we're going to be naughty too. So are you having good friends or bad friends?
Good friends.
Good friends, mashallah. And it was very nice meeting you. And now let's go for a break. And when we come back, we'll speak to some more of our butterflies. Stay tuned.
Brothers and sisters of the world and all humanity, there is a lady that we adore, the mother of believers, the special one, Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha, Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. She was the wife of Muhammad. Peace be upon him, we love him so much. Our amazing father was Abu Bakr. Radiallahu anhu, known as the truthful one. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha.
Welcome back, children. Let's talk to another one of our little butterflies now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Zuhaira Sheikh.
Zuhaira, how old are you?
6.
MashaAllah, and you're in grade 1. And tell me, Zuhaira, what do you do for fun?
I like to go to Gateway.
You like to go to Gateway, another one of those fun things we can do in Durban. Alhamdulillah. And do you go often with Mommy and Daddy?
Yes.
You do, MashaAllah. And tell me, Zuhaira, are you fasting this Ramadan?
Yes.
How many did you keep last Ramadan?
So many times.
You kept lots of times. Are you going to try and keep even more this year?
Yes.
Inshallah. Okay, what's the name of your story today?
The Wooden Bowl.
Okay, go ahead.
The Wooden Bowl. One day there was a little boy named Muhammad. He lived with his Ami, Abu and Dada. When the Dada ate, he will drop rice all over the floor. Muhammad's Abu scolded his Dada and told him to sit in a corner and eat in a wooden bowl. One day, Muhammad was playing with pieces of wood. His Abu asked him, "What are you doing better?" Muhammad said, "I am making a wooden bowl for you to eat when you get old like Dada." The story teaches us to respect elders. What goes around and comes around.
That's so true. Because if we are kind to our elders, then when we grow up, our children will be kind to us. Are you learning a good lesson from the story?
Yes.
And the lesson was?
About the wooden bowl.
It was about the wooden bowl. And it always teaches us to be kind to those around us and to be loving and to be patient, because those are very important qualities, isn't it?
Yes.
It really is. Butterflies, let's go for a quick break. My butterflies, let's speak to another little butterfly. Assalamu alaikum. And what's your name?
My name is Shiloh.
Shiloh, and Shiloh, how old are you?
I'm 6 years old.
MashaAllah. And Shiloh, what do you do for fun?
I like to play with my toys.
And you have lots and lots of toys?
Yes.
That's good. And tell me, the stuff that you don't play with, did you remember to take it out and give it to those less fortunate and those that are poor?
Yes.
You did, alhamdulillah, because sharing is very important and giving to those who have less than us is just as important too. And what's the name of your story?
My school.
Okay, go ahead.
The name of my school is Overpod SRS. I am in grade 1C. My teacher's name is Mrs. L. B. Sharafuddin. The name of my principal is Mr. Z. Khan. There are many teachers and children in our school. We read, write, and paint in school. We have lots of story books with big pictures. And I love to read. I am very proud of my school.
And I'm sure your school is very proud of you too. Do you love your school?
Yes.
And what's your favorite part of school?
Lunch break.
Lunch break time. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Kai.
And how old are you?
7.
7 years old, MashaAllah. What do you do for fun?
I play with my friends.
You play with your friends. And do you also have good friends?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Did you fast last year?
No.
You didn't? Oh no. Will you be fasting this year?
Yes.
Inshallah. And you're going to try and keep as many as you can, okay? Okay. What's the name of your story?
My feeling count.
Okay. Your feelings count. That's true. Everybody's feeling counts. And if we speak kindly and lovingly to people, we'll never hurt their feelings. All right. Go ahead with your story.
Everybody has feelings. Sometimes they feel happy and sometimes they feel sad. There are times when our feelings are so strong that we don't know how to control the way that you feel. What you can control is what you do about the way that you feel. When I am sad, I think about something that makes me happy, and when I am happy, I enjoy and appreciate the moment.
Well done, and that's so true. When you feel sad, you think about what makes you sad, and you try and fix that. And when you're happy, you thank Allah for that, and you want to be happy and make everyone else around you happy. I absolutely love that. Assalamu alaikum, what's your name?
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Ryan.
And how old are you?
7.
Okay, my angel. And I heard that you were very sick, but you still managed to come to school today. I'm so proud of you. Did you learn your story?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you excited to say it for us?
Yes, ma'am.
That's good, alhamdulillah. Okay, go ahead.
My first year at big school. When I turned 6 years old, I was very excited to go to big school. I also looked very smart in my uniform. My two sisters helped me cover and pack my stationery. I am the only son and the youngest, so mom and dad was doing their very best for me to enjoy my first day at school. When I entered the gates with my mom, I was very happy to see my friends as we walked to the foundation phase block. I really saw how big the big school was. I became nervous. I saw very big children and more strange faces. I became afraid. I began to cry. My mom was surprised and I was getting anxious. The buzzer went and mom took me to my class. I then met my class teacher, Mrs. Play. She smiled and greeted all of us and welcomed us to her class. That didn't change how I felt. I just wanted to go back home. I didn't mind going back to preschool to just play with my blocks and be happy in my small play school. Everything seemed happier there. Then mom had to leave and go to work. I was terrified. How could mom leave me with these strangers? I cried and cried. I did not want to let go. This went on for a few days. That's when my teacher stepped in. She would always be there to receive and greet the parents and learners. I would be fussing when I left home, and I thought it was easier to get back since I lived across the road. As I got to my class, I noticed my teacher would look out for me. She would walk towards me and greet me and hold my hand and chat to me as we walked to the class. I felt safe. I thought this was a super lady. She remembered me. She knew my name out of 41 children in the class. My confidence grew. I felt safe. Happy and love, my teacher always praised us if we did well. She always rewarded us with a treat. Although she was very strict and concerned that we did our counting and counting well. When I was able to read, I understood the meanings of the signboards in the classroom. Love, respect and trust. Love all, serve all. I understood when my teacher said she was our mom at school. Ma'am always said, trust me, I am here to help you. That made us feel comfortable and safe. I did not miss home anymore. I loved school. I loved my friends. Ma'am knew each of us 41 learners very well. No one was left out. She also saved me from a serious accident while walking past our bake. She saved my life. My teacher is like a magician. So says my mom, she has changed me from a crying helpless boy into a confident, responsible leader and award at the end of the year. So all the preschool learners come to grade 1, I will be there to help you.
Oh wow, that's really true. When you have a good and loving teacher who's always there to help you, it makes things so much easier. And tell me, do you love and respect your teachers?
Yes, ma'am.
You do, alhamdulillah. And that's the most important. To all the little butterflies, remember to love and respect and always be there for your teachers, because they love, respect, and they are there for you. Let's go for a quick break.
Allah, yeah, Allah, you are the one, mercy from you. Yeah, Allah, brought me up from the darkness to the light. How do I thank you, my Lord? My sins keep piling up. Where will this end for me, Allah? Yeah, Allah. 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 Show me the way to your light. Yeah, Allah. Are the one, mercy from you. Yeah, Allah, you're right here for me when I'm wrong. This pride in my heart makes me weak. My heart is breaking down. Will I make it through? Yeah, Allah. Yeah, Allah. Yeah, Allah. Yeah, Allah. Yeah, Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilalika, ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.